The aggressor state has changed its tactics in the war with Ukraine and now deliberately launches cruise missiles at peaceful cities, intimidating people and forcing them to put pressure on the government to sit down at the negotiating table and make concessions to Moscow. The Russians have moved to the concept of war seeking to create large-scale panic in Ukraine, intimidate people and force them to put pressure on the government so that we make certain concessions to Russia. On the one hand, they completely ignore the international response to these inhuman cruise missile attacks at residential neighborhoods. They force our people to put pressure on the government so that they say, "Let's make some territorial concessions," Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the office of the president of Ukraine, said. According to him, the Russian Federation wants to terrify the world so much that it turns away from the war in Ukraine and says, "Give them everything they want. The main thing is that this horror does not continue so that we do not see it every day in our newspapers or on TV." At the same time, the Russians invest money in their pro-Russian lobby in the political markets of other countries, also making them say, "Let's somehow end the war." Mr. Kissinger's new article came out, in which he urges again, "Let's make some territorial concessions, then there will be an opportunity to end the war." This is Russia's new tactic, to hit residential neighborhoods and put pressure on Western political elites in order to force Ukraine to sit down at the negotiating table. All this will not work, the advisor to the head of the president's office believes. In his opinion, this Kremlin's tactic can be broken. For this, Ukraine needs modern anti-aircraft and anti-missile defense systems, which Western partners will soon hand over to Kyiv. Bohdan Marushyuk.